Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key.
Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure as always, especially when I get a chance to introduce you to our good friend Gary Moore. Gary is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He is the founder of the Financial Seminary, the author of Faithful Finances 101, and a brand new book coming out called Look Up America. And he's our good friend, Gary Moore. Welcome back to the show.
Good to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Gary, folks, is a Wall Street veteran. He escaped a few years ago and was able to figure out how to make it do well without having to be right there at ground zero, and we're glad about that. Gary, this new book, Look Up America, tell the audience what it's about.
Basically, it's explaining that our problems today, Jim, are not the federal debt, not unemployment. You know, unemployment today is no higher than it was during President Reagan and Nixon. A lot of people don't remember that. And it's not China. You know, we only import 6% of our goods from China today. People always overestimate that. It explains such facts.
Talk to us about, but I think the unemployment part is the part that goes, it's going to be the hardest for folks to swallow right now.
Of course, and that's official unemployment, Jim. My guess, and you know, you have to shadow stats and, you know, the unofficial estimates and so on, but that was true back in Reagan's day. Think about Reagan's day just for a second.
Now, when you say Reagan's day, you're talking about the early part of his...
Yeah, the early part.
Just 81, 82.
We talked about the misery index, Jim.
Yeah,
Unemployment was 10%. We had inflation of, what, double digits at the time and so on when... Mm-hmm. Volcker started lowering interest rates. And today we have unemployment, of course, but our interest rates are down I could borrow 15-year money yesterday at 3-4%
mm-hmm.
on a mortgage. It's not as bad, I don't think, as it was then. You know, net worth, one statistic I shared today, the net worth of the average American is actually three times what it was in Ronald Reagan's day.
Hmm.
We just don't remember stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
Jim. We think that what's today is
well,
it is
tough though when you think that there are 22 million Americans either are unemployed or underemployed. That's tough to swallow.
Jim, it's always been tough.
Yeah.
You know, if you go back to the Great Depression days, goodness, we had 25% unemployment, and the average person, my mother can tell you days when their entire
yeah.
cash crop in Kentucky was $100 and she lived in a family of seven. You know,
you're right. I mean, America, there's an awful lot of, one of the reasons why I think we need to look up America is if you're poor in America, there's a pretty good chance that what that means is you don't have the latest mobile phone.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we don't understand.
And it might mean that you don't have, if you're poor in America, it might mean that you don't have a flat screen TV, but it might not.
Well, the statistics tell us most of poor Americans have microwaves, which we didn't have growing
right.
up. And
right.
we were poor, but even the rich didn't have them, for
right.
goodness sake. Color television, I mean, mother and dad told me stories when I think I was three or four before they got their first television, and I actually threw a shoe at it one night because they were paying attention to them rather than me, you know. People don't remember.
You still do that, though, don't you, Gary?
Every once in a while I do that with my wife. But you know, if you really look back, I have a book, part in the book where I talked about how people lived in the medieval times. Jim, they took a bath one time a year. They
right.
had, you know, June weddings because they took their spring.
So what you're saying is America's gotten kind of soft and pudgy, haven't we?
Well, we have, Jim, mentally, and part of it is relativism. They tell you that poverty, if you go to the third world poor countries, the irony is a lot of people in Africa, when I went there and taught a few years ago, were happier than we were.
Yeah. Money and stuff won't make you happy.
No, it won't. But But not having it when other people do, and that's what happens in our pervasive age of advertising and so on, of course, we have to keep up with the Joneses, and we have to have this, we have to have that. And if we don't have it, then we feel poor. And that's a
and
large
this is,
part
this
of
is part of my argument against people who insist on doing the class warfare thing, the winners and losers, the haves and the have-nots, the fortunate people who try to tell me that I'm fortunate because I've been successful. Well, Gary, I'm fortunate because I'm an American. I'm not fortunate because I'm successful. I'm fortunate because I'm an American. I made myself successful.
I actually address that in the book, Jim. You cannot divide in my language. This is a book about morality, Judeo-Christian morality, and even God did not draw his line between good and evil.
Where can they get the book right now, Gary?
Go to lookupamericabook.com.
And they're going to get a discount if they tell them
publisher said your listeners would get a discount today.
All right,
check
it out, folks. Lookupamerica.com. Quick break, 20 tails. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.